Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahweh's Radio is now on the air. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. This is 4/24/2004 live broadcast, and our elder, Mr. Tiff Israel, will be on just a little bit shortly and tell you all about the broadcast. So our elder, Mr. Tiff Israel, will be on shortly. And he'll tell you all about the broadcast. It's a live broadcast. Tape number 38. And remember one thing, we just got through with the feast of Passover, unleavened bread, and now we're in the count. It was called a 50-day count for the next feast that's scheduled in Deuteronomy 16:16. The Feast of Weeks, which they call Pentecost. All right. So it's a live broadcast, and Democrats have to do our part. And we went on our elder to come on and tell y'all about the broadcast and be on shortly. Elder Mr. Tiff Israel. And we're going to touch on a few things. We want to get back on tape number 38 and tell you more about the importance to understand Simeon, the one they call Peter. There's so much you need to know about Simeon, the Almighty put in his hand when he went back to heaven. You know, that guy, we really need to know more about Simeon, which they call Simon. And then when the Englishman looked at his name, he put the word called Peter on it. We're going to take all that. Maybe in this lesson, we don't know. So we don't know. So we're going to give our elder a few more minutes, and then we'll bring our elder on. He'll tell y'all about the broadcast on tape number 38.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off.
Yes.
Which, may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yes. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's right.
I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here. But I have to have Friday
night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Mm-hmm.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
All right, that is the best day, and you're looking on the international side, it's over 900,000 strong, ready to go on the international side, so they're ready to go. We're just waiting on our elder to come let you know who's bringing his broadcast, and once the elder get in, and then we'll throw some on the table, and we'll wait till the left side packs in on the international side, it's over 900,000 strong, they're ready to go, and no fear, he's ready to go. So that's what it's all about. Get in where you fit in at. Number one thing, the feast, another feast coming up in 50 days, less than 50 days now, called the feast. All right, Ayala came on the broadcast, so we're going to bring Ayala in, and he'll tell you all about the broadcast, and he'll set the table. But number one thing, the elders go on and set the stage. And that's what was told to Moses, to Aaron. Get the elders right, and they'll tell you from there. Because they've got to get to them teachers and to the fathers and the mothers. So when you meet our elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. King of Israel. That's why I teach you that right. Elder, Mr. King of Israel. That's why I teach you that right.
And Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, the seed well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. All the days the fox dead hell been lit, the curtain hell went up. On the international side, over 900,000 strong, they ready to hear some just said YHWH. So they ready to hear some YHWH, so take your time and let's see what you can bring to the table. You on the clock, come on.
Well, once again, Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And as you always hear me say, it's a great pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. That's always a good thing. Because these righteous works that we do, it's explained in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. And 10 says, the Yahuwah is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward his name. And that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. That's what we do. We reach our hand out to try to touch people that needs the help and understanding of Yahuwah. Because doing this, we know there's a history of the world past and the world present. But our history starts from our birth to our death. But those who fail to learn history are soon to repeat it. Those are the ones that are simply doomed in this world and the world to come. You know, we have been doing this for quite a bit of time, studying the word of Yahuwah, and we reach out and teach people that there's more than just the 66 books. Like those Bible preachers, churches, they tell you, well, we only study the 66 books because there ain't no revelation in the other. In 2 Esther, just reading chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, it's a powerful direction that's explained the way you should go. Verse number 7 says, "Enter therefore, the entrance therefore is narrow, and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left deep water. 8, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water so small that there can only one man go there." See, we have too much leeway that's taught. And it's a broad direction that's taught. And most of it is wrong. Too much leeway. The problem is you don't have a straight direction to go. Well, when you go to the regular book of Matthew, chapter 7, reading verses 13 and 14, it tells you about that direction. 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. 14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, few there be that find it. And the reason being is because we plot all over the place. Never the right direction. Learning in every particular direction and told us the right way to go. I always say a teacher can't learn from his student because he's giving wise counsel. But having knowledge to teach you the game's heart stands for teaching. However, on the other hand, a student can learn from wise counsel and possibly learning one day to teach themselves. And there shows well on all the six camps that teach. Because we have to be aware that most of us came to hear things in the Bible that most of us listening never understand. But the Apostle's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We came to see things in the Bible with the proper teaching. Some looking can never find. These are the misinformed. They can do none of these things we do. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the key word here is righteous. Because if you're not right, Yahweh is not going to give you his word. He's going to take it from you. And that's for sure. Because we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know we have those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings. And overly loud bump the gums contest with their method for righteous learning. And even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us and all. We have to remember the best is already here. We're just waiting for the rest to come to show them which way to go. This is why we welcome and thank all of you tuning the live broadcast of Doc Wells Ministry. Come to you live and open to your home. Learning how to connect the books, your health, foods you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. It's information you have came to seek and have now found that in the voices of the true voice, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you for learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the normal days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. However, Sabbath class we do have, and the top part of Sabbath is Friday. Class time starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class that starts at 25 p.m., and the gentleman's desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, on the search line, rather than search line, in the tribeyada.com. And after you look, click in it, very important to look for tribeyada.com-Israelites. Doing this will take you to a big land where you'll find some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Step one, click donate to PayPal. Step number two, click send. Any of the amount you wish to send with a message if you like. And if that's done, may Yahweh bless you. Also, doing this, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O ye tender to the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh glory unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures, which are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 8, Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you downstairs Yahweh alive. Also to do in the school, a banquet hall, radio station, and to build the helpfuls we continue to speak of on this program. Also while there, check our calendar. which is there to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program, which is available during our broadcast time. To get there, this time, type three words in that search one, Yahwa Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Travis Yadav, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcasts. Also, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahwa in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call or leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with the 69 accounts of Yahwah's ministry. But also, in saying that, do not call us never trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, on your screen, you can click followed by a dial tone. Also, by calling that same number, you can inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might have do not contact us either via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC. The New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, announcing many memos, and even now in the additions of that, the legacy songs. So please use that international line to check that. 0055, and if the question answers it, you will receive a call back. As I said, on the discouraging downturn. Now, if you haven't missed the beginning of my program, you can always catch the entire show today after 19 p.m. Except program time will be repeated after 10:30. And so this in three words on the search line, Yahwah Radio Live. And that's the question of the voices of the True Israelites trying to build up. Choose the program that you're logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, for information during our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting information on top, which can be logged in by your phone, your tablet, or computer. Just make sure you've downloaded the Teltalk app. We'll be listening to the ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of God. We'll hold 50 more listening participants. Your Bible education. An one-liner to answer the one or two of the topics we discussed during the broadcast would be Elder Mr. Tibbs Israel, along with Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. During this time, no comments will be taken off topic, but any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if our talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on top talk. That will be the teacher. Once again, when God has given those scriptures to speak by his ear, be quick to hear and slow to speak. So the words of God all the flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of God well and not them in confusion. So we have to be careful about making worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible. But remember to make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible. So we can start to go on our journey. That's our problem. To our seer as well and say, hello, Lord, Yahwah.
Hey, hello, Yahwah. I'll check your microphone. He was very low. He was breaking up. Yeah, he was very low. And it was breaking up a little bit. So, he reminded me of Brother G. Edwards. Those hear something that's contrary to Christianity, they break out. So that's the way it is. When you hear something contrary to Christianity, you will break out. But one thing about this ministry, we're gonna let you know soundly that Christianity is not from the Bible. That's something that was made up Jews in Israel was not given a religion. They were given a way of life. Not a religion. They were given a way of life. Touch on a little bit of that once we, until the mothers come on the broadcast and so no Elam and fear, we're just going to take care of it. And I got to take care of it. I got to talk on Peter. I need to take care of a little bit of that. So Elam, once you get that microphone together, give me a hallelujah, boy. And then look down to the next 12.
All
right. Yeah, you still kind of breaking up. You still real low. You still breaking up, and you're real low there, Elder.
Okay. Grab another microphone. See what happens with that.
Let me have one. Yeah, we're just kind of low. You know, we're going to take care of some things that we need to know. Because the enemy is out there big time. And once you get that microphone going good, take a nice little peep at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's take a look at that, Elder. And then we'll get something going on take number 38. 424, 2524. Once we know that microphone is ready, you put out a lot of stereo audio. Come on, Elder.
Okay, hallelujah. Hopefully that sounds a bit better.
There ain't no better, Elder. They got the same, sound like a dungeon sound. So you got a sound like it comes from a dungeon or something. Like you're in a cave.
Okay. This should sound better, but I think during the time we're talking here, we're trying to make some more changes.
Well, that's the best we get now. I guess we have to work with it, Elder. But I heard the Elder at much better times than this. But we do hear you. But not like we just a good stereo sound, but we can live with it, Elder. So let's take a look at Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12. See if we can get out of there, Elder.
Okay, in the book of Luke, chapter 12, reading verse number 12, it says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right, Elder. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. You sound much better that time. So I hope that continues. So here's a question on the table about the children of Israel. But before I get to the children of Israel, it's something I got to take care of, you know, because, see, we need to know more about this guy right here. Because, see, he made a statement in the book of Numbers, chapter 15, 15 and 16 and 29. Yahweh looked Moses eyeball, and he said something to Moses. And Numbers 15, 15, 16 and 29. Hey, yo, what did he say that we can read?
Okay, in the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verses 15, 16, and 17.
And
15 says.
And 29.
And
15, 16,
and 29.
And 29.
15, 16, and 29. Okay, got it. 15 says, "One ordinance shall be for both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you. An ordinance forever in your generations. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before the Yahuwah." 16. "One law and one manner shall be for you and one for the stranger that sojourneth with you." verse number 29. Ye shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children or family of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them.
There ain't but one way. So he told Moses to tell Aaron and tell the children of Israel, there ain't but one way. And you got to find out the one way that he passed down. And that's why it's so important to know about this guy we're going to talk about. But we see Mother Eve coming on stage, so Mother Eve, does this say I'm ready? Get in without getting in that, and that's a great thing. So we'll bring Mother in. Mother Eagle hog that microphone on tape number 38. What is date? 4/24/2024. So we'll bring Mother in and hog that microphone by saying, when you meet one of the mothers out of Camp One, Mother Eagle, y'all probably be there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, or see Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Mother. Now, Mother, just got through reading, it ain't but one way. So he told Moses, ain't but one way. And the only way we have to deal with this, Mother, is calling it what Yahweh says. You're saying one way. So if he said one way, Mother, let's find out who is he talking to about one way in Amos 3, 1, 2, and verse 7. Hey, Mother, if it ain't but one way, the children of Israel never was up under religion. They was up under the one way. And what did he say in Amos 3, verse 1, 2, and 7, Mother Eve? What
are
you saying? Amos 3, 1, 2,
and
7.
Come on there, Mo. Amos 3, 1, 2, and 7.
Now.
Amos 3, verse 1. When this word that the Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which are brought up from the land of Egypt, famous. Verse 2. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Surely the Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveal his secret unto his servant, the seer.
Mm-hmm. So that's what he's going to tell first about his business money. He gonna make sure, he said he will do nothing but reveal his secret. Anything about this Bible called a mystery or secret, he gonna be on inform the seer exactly what he wants to be talked about. And that was big business, Mother. So now, in the book, while you over there in Amos already, Mother, hey, Elder Tibbs, have me Exodus chapter 3, and then chapter 19, verse 3 down to verse 8. I had that waiting on me, Elder. Now, my mother, since he said he's going to reveal his secrets to his servants to fear, I want to freeze up that, Mother, and see what kind of confrontation behind that kind of talk, what would happen. Let's go back. Stay in Amos and go to the sixth chapter, Mother. And we're going to look at verse number 10. 10 down to verse 12. And then we'll skip down to verse number 15. We're going to Amos chapter 10, 11, and 12. And then we'll skip down to verse number 15 there, Mother Eve. Let's see what it says in Amos 6, 10, 11, 12, and 15. Come on.
The book of Amos, chapter 6, verse 10, 11, 12, and 15. Amos chapter 6, verse 10. And then
Hold on, make that chapter 7. I'm looking at 7 and calling it 6. Make that 7. Make it chapter 7, Mother. verse number 10, 11, 12, and 15. Come on.
With the Amos chapter 7, verse 10, 11, 12, and 15. Book of Amos chapter 7, verse 10. Verse 10. Then
Amaziah,
the prince of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against
thee. So the high priest went and told the king of the northern kingdom, you know, he said, Amos, he'll confide against thee. And he ain't talking the way you talking, King. So the high priest that Jeroboam did pick, and the seer, he said, Amos is going to have confide against thee. What is that next, mother? In what?
In the midst of the family of Israel, and the land is not able to bear all his words.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. But thus Amos said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Verse 12. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thy seed, go flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread and prophesy there.
Hold on, mother.
Read verse 12 again, mother. Also, Amaziah said unto Amos, O the seer, go flee thee away into the land of Judah.
Let me get that for a minute. And also, Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go flee away in the land of Judah. Get up out of here and go to the land of Judah. So you see what the high priest told old seer? He said, hey, seer, get up out of here, Amos. To see, he called him seer. Oh, thou seer, get up out of here. Go prophesy and eat bread in the land and prophesy there. Now, what happened to verse 15, mother?
Verse 15, and the Yahweh took me as I followed the flock. And the Yahweh said unto me, go prophesy unto my people Israel.
You see that? So Amos the seer let him know that Yahweh took me. See that word, that mother? He said, Yahweh took me. And I was following the flock, and Yahweh said unto me, go prophesy unto my people of Israel. So see, Amos, he was letting them know, listen, Yahweh, he the one chose me to take care of business. So I'm coming to tell y'all that y'all better get right, or you're going into captivity. So see, the seer's job is to tell you what you got to do before destruction happened to you. And then a high priest that was picked by Jeroboam for his book away from the southern kingdom, he had his own puppet kingdom. But Amos came over there and said, listen, Yahweh the one chose me to tell y'all, if y'all don't straighten up, you're going to captivity. And then he got mad at Amos the seer. To see him, get up out of here, go on back down to southern kingdom Judah and eat bread and prophesize there. You see that? See how they cheat the seal? Now I need a priest up on that, mother. Hey, mother, I need a priest up on that. See, when you kick the seal in the rear end, he got something going on, mother, in 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12. See they do? When they get mad to see him, they want to kick him in the rear end. So so Amaziah, the high priest, let's see what Yahweh thinks about you kicking the seal in the rear end and telling him to get up out of here. What do Yahweh think about that? Let's see, Mother, in 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12. Then we'll skip down to 14 through 16. 2 Chronicles 36, verse 12, then 14 down to verse 16. Second Chronicles. On the left side of the book. Second Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 12, 14 to 16. That's right.
Okay. 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 12. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, his Yahweh, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of the Yahweh.
Jeremiah,
the
seer. Jeremiah the seer. So he done was evil in front of Yahweh by not humbling himself before Jeremiah seer. So here go another one. They want to puff their mouth up at the seer. So the big dignitaries, they didn't humble themselves before the seer. Now skip down to verse 14. Hey, yeah, hold what you got on that extra chapter 19. I got to go another way, yo. I'll meet you over there in Hebrew, the book of Hebrews chapter 13. So put a marker in there, yo. Come back there a little bit later. Put a marker there after Mother finished 14 through 16. I'm coming back and take care of it a little bit later, but when that small, still voice said, hold that verse up and take care of this, then we'll get back with it. What is that, Mother, 14, not verse 16?
2 Corinthians, chapter 36, verse 14. Moreover,
Second Chronicles, chapter 36, verse 14.
Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abomination of the nation, heathen, and polluted the standard of the Yahweh, which he has hallowed in Yahweh Judah. Verse 15. And the Yahweh of their father sent to them by his messenger, rising up due time and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Verse 16. But they mocked the messenger of Yahweh, spied his words, and misused his seal until the wrath of the Yahweh arose against his people, till there was no remedy.
You hear that, Mother? So you see what happened is that the priest of the northern kingdom, they didn't humble themselves before Amos, when Amos speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. So the same thing will go from one seer to the next. So Jeremiah, to most big dignitaries, Jeremiah was speaking from the mouth of Yahweh. And they kicked him in the rear end too. And Yahweh don't like that. He don't like when you kick your seals in the rear end. Tell him, get on out of here. I ain't hearing it. Now, look what they said, Mother. I got to get one more on that, Mother. Look what they say in 4:16 of Jeremiah. Look what the people say, Mother. So you got to watch the people, Mother. The people They'll get in their emotions and they'll make statements, mother. Look what they said. Now, Jeremiah was speaking from the mouth of YHWH. And when I used that name, YHWH, we have a special guest on the broadcast. He broke out running behind that name. That name is the only name that will get you salvation. So, you got to call it the way it is. That name is just, it's hard on Christianity. That soul letter is hard on Christianity. There's the shame. So when that special guest heard the name of YHWH, he broke out running because in his mind he wanna hear something about Lord God and Jesus Jehovah. If we know Lord God, Jesus Jehovah is made up words for YHWH. Now mother, in the book of Jeremiah, let's read verse 4, let's get 44 verse 4, mother. We're reading 44 verse 4, just getting warmed up. 44 verse 4 and 16. What it say in 44 verse 4 and 16?
Jeremiah chapter 44 verse 4 and verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 44 verse 4. Verse 4 reads, howbeit I sent unto you all my servants, the seers, rising early and sending them slaying. Oh, do not this a bummer thing that I hate. Verse 6 of 16.
Verse 16.
Verse 16. As for us, the words that thus has spoken unto us in the name of the Yahweh, we will not hearken unto thee.
You hear the same, mother? Hear the same? Now, Yahweh told Jeremiah to tell them, now he got him up early, said, stop doing the things that Yahweh hates. And they say in verse 16, as for the words that thou have spoken unto us in the name of the four letters, we will not hearken. We will not listen to thee. See the same of them? See, we ain't not hearing that. See, we ain't hearing that you got to say. We going to kick you in the rear end some more, Jeremiah. You see that? So you see, Jeremiah was simply telling them, stop doing the things that will get you cut off and get you thrown into captivity. But they're not going to listen, love. And that's what's going on today. The seer tell you what the Bible's saying, and they talking about running the seer head into the tree. And, you know, see, I like to take your head and run into that big old tree out there. Why? You know, that will make you feel good about running my head into the tree. You see, they doing the same thing today, mother. And everything we saying, we reading it first. Hey, look what it says in verse 2, mother. What it says in verse 2?
Same book.
Yeah, 44 verse 2.
Verse 2 reads, thus said the Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of Israel, you have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Yahweh Judah and upon all the cities of Judah. Behold, this day they are a desolate and no man dwell therein.
You see that? So Yahweh said, look here, you see now what I'm getting? Because what he had now, over there, little dumb site over there in the land of Israel, that wasn't the headquarters, period. That was a little dumb site that Solomon had, acres of granite rock, where he had his horses at. So all that gone with rock stuff what they got going on over there, that wasn't what the real deal was there. It was down the road a piece. There ain't nobody dwelling on the true land of the Temple Mount. They're not really drilling on it. They think they own it because it's 36 acres of granite rocks. But they don't know. They really not even drilling on the land. It's down the road. People, that's another lesson. That's another lesson. Now, Elements of Chill. In the book or the book of Hebrews, Elder. We have a tendency when old seer reads some words to you, they get mad at the seer. They want to kick him in the rear end. But see, they don't know Yahweh don't change. In Malachi 3, verse 6, Hebrews 13, verse 8, as he built on you back in the past, he's going to build on you again when you talk to, when you talk about grace. He'll put up kicking those seer in the rear end. So now, Paul has to dress on this good stuff, Elder. He went to the southern, he went to the temple, and he has to dress some of this good stuff, Elder. And let's see what he said that we can read. So Peter invited him to the great big temple to address some matters. And we want to see what he said that we can read. Let's see what it says in 5 down to verse 7. Hebrews chapter 13, Elder. Let's get warmed up from 5, 6, and 7. What it says in 5, 6, and 7, Elder? Hebrews 13, 5, 6, and 7. What it say? Come on.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, reading verses 5, 6, and 7. 5 says, let your conversations be without convergence, and be content with such things be as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. 6. So that we may boldly say,
you said in verse 5, let that conversation be without covenant. See, otherwise, don't have an idea in your head, because Yahweh gonna see to it. Let that conversation be without covenant. Don't cover nothing, knowing that you really got your mind already made up. Go ahead, Elder. 6.
6. So that we may boldly say, the Yahweh is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. 7.
Right.
Remember them. 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh, whose face following, considering the end of their conversation.
Mm-hmm. So he said, remember them that got the word over you, Elder, the rule over you. So who got the rule over you is who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh. So if they're not speaking the word of Yahweh, they ain't got no rule over you. I don't care who he is. He said, remember them that got the rule over you. And the one got the rule over you is the one that speaketh, thus says Yahweh. That would tell you. Then verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of Yahweh. That's what he's saying. So the one that speaks the word of Yahweh got the rule over you. They got rule over you because they speak it, thus says Yahweh. So Paul was invited to this great big temple to remind them when someone is bringing you the message of thus says Yahweh, they got rule over you because they got authorization from Yahweh to come and teach you a little something. So remember them that got the rule over you. And the one got the rule over you, they speak thus says Yahweh. Now skip down to verse 17, down to verse 20. Let's get a little bit more out of it. 17 down to verse 20.
Okay. 17 to 20. 17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not grief, not with grief. Well, that is unprofitable for you. 18. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good concise in all things, willing to live honestly.
Hold on, Elder. 19. Hold on a minute. Hold on, Elder. It says in verse 18, pray for us, for we trust that we have a good conscience A good country is all things willing to live honestly within 19 and 20 of them.
19. But I beseech you, rather to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. 20. Now the Yahuwah of peace that brought again from the dead our Yahuwah, the Son, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
Mm-hmm. So you see, he's making it plain, Elder. Listen, when you got the right spirit on you, you obey his vow. They told Adam of Jeremiah, get up out of here, we'll kick you in the ring. See, Yahuwah don't like that kind of talk, like kicking the seals in the ring. But Paul had to address the southern kingdom in 13, 17 again. What did he say, Elder? What did he say in 13, verse 17?
17 says, obey them that have the rule over you, yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you.
You see that? So it lets you know when you're in a leadership position that obey them because they got to give account. They will ask you a question. Did you tell them what I said? They already look at your answer anyway. They want to hear it out their mouth. See, well, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Well, then you be thrown in the body. If you don't tell them what I said, and then you worry about their feelings get hurt, then you don't need to be in that position. You tell them, just says Yahuwah. And you tell them, in verse 17, obey them which have the rule over you. Now, the war's got the rule over you. Do what in verse 7, Elder? See, you don't obey. You don't obey man or nobody unless they do what in verse 7, Elder?
Verse 7 says, remember them which have the rule over you, whom have spoken unto you the word of Yahuwah, whose face follow, considering the end of their conversation.
You see that? So the one that got the rule over you is the one that speaks just saying Yahuwah. That's who got the rule over you. See, that's who got the rule over you to speak just saying Yahuwah. If he's telling you, or she's telling you just saying Yahuwah, they got the rule over you. That's what they're telling you. Because they got to give account. That's why you got to get this thing right. In verse 17, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for your soul, as they that must give account. See, they got to give account. See, we got to give account. So if we just talking that talk, you want to pay the price for this thing here. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So you listen, and leadership want to do it with joy, not with grief. But it got to tell you, thus says Yahuwah. Whether they hear him or whether they prevail. See, that was Amos told him. Amos told him with mother E-Race. If you get up out here, see, we're going to kick you in the ring here. He said, well, Yahuwah told me to tell you. He said, the king going to die, and all y'all going to captivity. And he ran and told the king, hey, king, we can't stand it. His words, you died, and we going to captivity. And get up out of your seat. Go back and eat your bread in Judah and eat your bread there. They kicked him in the ring. That's why I don't like that. Because he sends the seals to tell you that I'm trying to tell you now. Yahuwah going to make his move when you obey them that got the rule over you. Don't give them no grief. Give them a comeback. Take the correction. If it just says Yahuwah, you're wrong with it. That's what you got to do. So we see mother coming on, another mother coming on stage, Mother D. If they will, she's coming peacefully to holler at that microphone with this. Tape number 38. We'll find out Mother D of Israel coming to holler at that microphone on tape 38 too. Mother D of Israel. Yahweh be that seed right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Seroa. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we found out so far, Mother, we found out so far that a lot of seals got kicked in the ring for bringing some dust heads out. They always get them seals of comeback. And not only that, they kicked them in the ring. Yahweh don't like that. He didn't like that. So now I'm going to get a precept on that Mother Day of Israel and 13 verse 1 on the book of Romans. I need a precept on kicking the seal in the rear. But Yahweh don't like that, Mother. When they bring you, when he send the seal to tell the elders what needs to be done according to us and Yahweh, and then they get together and say how they're going to kick them in the rear and all that, Yahweh don't like that kind of talk. Let's see what he got written in 13 chapter verse 1, Mother. We're going to read a little bit to get our point. We're going to Romans 13. And we're going to read a little bit from verse 1. This is what he says in 13 chapters. This is Paul addressing those that's in Rome. Let's see what he said to them in 13. We'll pick up verse 1. We'll read a little bit. If you're talking about Mother, come on. 13 verse 1, come on.
Romans chapter 13 verse 1 reads, let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of Yahweh. The power that be ordained of Yahweh. Verse 2.
Stop it there, Mother. Now that's a big problem, Mother. We can't let that get away, Mother. Read that verse 1 again. So, whoever in power today, it's because Yahweh put him in power. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries in teaching. Whoever is in rulership today is by the hand of Yahweh. Because Yahweh made it plain, he made it plain in Deuteronomy 28, Mother, verse 46 down to verse 50. See, Mother, he made it plain. See, that's what you got to think. Everybody talk about getting reparations. Everybody wants somebody to recognize the condition they in. And let's talk about the history of the Israelites and how y'all, listen, the reason why the other nations is in power today because we have separated ourselves from Yahweh. And when you separate yourself from Yahweh, you bring the enemy down on you. Mother, get ready to read it right now. We're going to the 28th chapter, Mother. Look at verse 46 out of verse 50. It was prophesied to Moses in the 1400 B.C. Exactly what will happen to your children of Israel once you start leaning on your own understanding. Watch Moses deliver the knockout blow in Deuteronomy 28. 46 out of verse 50. What's that,
Mother E? The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verses 46 to 50. Verse 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. 47. Because thus saith not Yahweh, your Yahweh, with darkness and with gladness of mind, for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shall thou serve thy enemies, which the Yahweh shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed thee. Verse 49. The Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, as swiftly as an eagle flies, A nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand it. But listen, a nation of furious conscience, which shall not regard the person of old, nor show favor to the young.
Yeah. So it was already prophesied. Hey, Mother, read another verse. Read one more verse, Mother. Read another verse.
Okay. Verse 51. Verse 51. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not be thee, either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of that kind of flock of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee.
You see that, Mother? Since you don't want to serve him, see, and that's what's going on with us today. You don't want to serve him the way he tells us to. Elder, give me a precept on that. Elder, give me Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 down to verse 4. 12 down to verse 14. Ephesians 4, Elder, Mr. Till. 4, 1 down to verse 4, 12 through 14. So you see, we were about when they gonna give us our cut to gain the Japanese day reparation. Where's ours at? You ain't got nothing coming. Because you have forsook your mighty one. He done told you. You don't want to serve him. Even today you want to serve him. He got a feast coming up in about 50 days. You ain't thinking about that feast day. You thinking about something else. Pentecost. That's the feast of weeks. You ain't serving him, so you won't pay the price until you recognize the signs of the times. That's what we come on this broadcast humble. Yahweh wants you to serve him. And how you serve him, he'll send a warning to warn you in his Bible exactly what he wants you to do. But you pay no never mind. Look what else got going on in Ephesians 4, 1 down to verse 4, 12 down to verse 14. What you working with, Elder? Come on.
I believe it said Ephesians 4, verses 12 to 14.
1 down to verse 4, 12 to 14. You got low again. Okay. Hey, the microphone got low again.
Okay, 1 through 4 and 12 to 14. 1 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Yahweh, beseech you that ye walk vocation wherewith ye are called. 2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. 4, there is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Verse number 12. King of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Yahweh the Son. 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith. And the knowledge of the Son of Yahweh. Unto the perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Yahweh the Son. 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sea.
You can't be all over the place. Oh, you can't stop being all over the place. Read verse 3 and 14 again. 14 again.
Verse number 3 and verse 14. Verse number 3 says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the bond of peace. Verse 14 says, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the hot flesh of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
You see they do? So they'll trap you up, but your microphone was breaking in and out. So you see that we got to endeavor to keep the unity. That means you got to try harder. The reason why we're in captivity today, because our problem is we don't love one another according to the scripture. We love the other people of other nations more than we love ourselves. You can go to a flea market and you can sit up and somebody look like you can have the same thing that somebody have that look like that look like somebody else. And at the flea market, the one looks like you got the same thing they got. And you refuse to look at him, you look at somebody look like somebody else. That's that self-hatred we got to break. And I want to talk about that when I talk about the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. I need to bring that point out, but I don't know what time in this broadcast I'm going to bring it out. But see, we don't endeavor to keep unity. We'd rather deal with somebody look like somebody else. Because that's what that slavery have done to us. The slavery is no more on your legs, it's in the brain now. The unity is not there, you don't trust one another. And that's why this ministry is so important to get behind this ministry when we wake up the one that wants to be woke up and show them and lead the way through the word of Yahweh, the four-letter man. Not through Lord God, Jesus, and Jehovah. But the four letter man, that's the one of his body. We're going to read a little bit more about him later on. Now, my mother, be of Israel. Now, there's a whole lot in that verse 1, in that Romans 13, verse 1. So read that verse 1 again. There was a whole lot of good. There's a whole lot of meat on that bone, mother. Read that verse again, that mother, 13, verse 1. Romans.
Romans chapter 13. Let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of Yahweh. That power that be are ordained of Yahweh.
See, mother, we need to be able to tell people that the ones in power today. It's because you don't want to serve me. That's what he say. The reason why the other nation is running things today, they keep talking about how the black man was in everybody's country first. Yes, he was. But then you went off into paganism. And when you go up into paganism, Yahweh won't beat your back. Okay, you straighten up. Yeah, you was in every nation under the sun. Yeah, you the first man on the planet. Adam and Eve was black folks, true enough. But you messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you messed up. When you cross Yahweh, you messing up. The man will beat your back. And he used nations to beat your back. So now you talking about, well, we need to talk about our history and how we were missing. You need to talk about how you messed up. Then correct how you messed up. And so are loving one another according to this Bible. The love we're talking about, not the patting on the cheek. I'm talking about Bible love. You know what Bible love is? Hey, Mother E, help the national audience out what Bible love is. Let's talk about Bible love. And 1 John chapter 5, 3, 9, and verse 8. Let's talk about Bible love, Mother. Hey, Mother E, let's talk about Bible love. See, we got to teach. Yahweh's sixth anointing council brought us to his wife. We got to teach Bible love. Do you know what Bible love is? Mother, let me give you a heads up on it. 1 John chapter 5, on the right side of the book. Read on the verse 8. Hey, Mother E, what is that, Mother E?
The book of 1 John, chapter 5, verses 3 to 8. 1 John, chapter 5, verses 3 to 8. Verse 3 reads, "For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." Verse 4, "For whosoever is born of the Yahweh overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Yahweh is the Son of Yahweh the Father?" Verse 6, "This is he that come by water and blood, even Yahweh the Son, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth." Verse 7, For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father."
Hey, Mother. Hey, hold on, Mother. Hey, hold on, Mother. What you read? You read 1 John chapter. What you read? Where is on that?
You said.
Well, good. Now, I ain't got no precept on this one. Let me see. Let me see if I'm out of it. I think I called something that, now you on point, Mother. It's just I had to call something in advance. Make that same first job. Think of verse 2, verse 3. I mean, that was pretty good. I was going pretty good, Mother. But see, I know when a scripture is read, I hear a small, still voice tell me where to go to next. So I wasn't hearing nothing. So I got to check and see what's going on wrong. So that's on my part, Mother. So back up. Give me 1 John chapter 2, or 3 down to verse 8. 1 John, same book. Just I'll pick it up at verse chapter 2. 1 John 2, 3 out of verse 8. Let's try that again, Mother. Come on.
1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 8. "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. But so, he that said, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the will of Yahweh first. Hereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6, he that said, he abides in him, also himself also to walk, even as he walked. Verse 7, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye have from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Verse 8, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shine."
That's big talk,
Mother.
Hey, Mother, read that verse 7 again, Mother. Hey, you're break their back a little bit, Mother, that verse 7 now. But just saying verse 7 again, that Mother.
1 John chapter 2, verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard from the beginning.
Yes. So the old commandment is the word. That's all it is. It ain't nothing new. We tell you the same thing that was told to Adam until the closing of John in 96 A.D. You got to keep the law, statutes, and commandments. You got to keep the law, statutes, and commandments, and you got to stop talking about putting those still keeping in the ring and the dignitaries that still put in that position to show you the word of Yahweh. You got to stop that behavior. Ain't nothing new up under the sun. You can't always have a comeback once leadership is telling you something. You can't go back and forth with leadership. That's all it is. You got to humble yourself because they bring you the word of Yahweh. You can't say, get on out of here, old seer. We kick you in the ring. You got to stop talking about raising your foot up all the time. Always got to come back. Listen to the word. Let's get unified in Yahweh so he can make his move on other nations that have been beating our back. Because you ain't got nothing coming from them. You have something coming from the world, but not spiritually. Spiritually, by understanding this word, hearing this word, and doing it. See, this was Beloved said this. John, now I need one more out of Beloved, mother, you're going back to the other mother, mother of Israel. But going back to the 8th chapter, because see, you understand some things Beloved talk. Beloved John. See, Beloved John got in there and got a little child in there, mother. Why? Let's find out. Let's find out why Beloved John got a little child in there. Let's go on to Acts chapter 8, mother. Now, we want to find out why did John put his 2 cents, 3 cents, 5 cents in? Why did he do that, mother? We're going to find out. We're going to find out, mother, right now. We're going to find out. We're going to Acts chapter 8, mother, and look at verse 14. 8:14.
Acts chapter 8, verse 14. Acts chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are...
Hey, hold on, mother. Look at Acts chapter 8, verse 14, real chapter. Acts chapter 8, verse 14. Yeah, Acts 8, 14.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was in Romans. Acts chapter 8, verse 14. Now when the apostles, which were at, now when the seers, which were at Dr. Judy, heard that America had received the word of Yahweh, they sent unto them Peter and John.
Yeah, mother. It says, now when apostles, which was at Judah, heard that Samaria had received the word of Yahweh, they sent unto them of Peter and John. Because they know one thing. How you gonna hear the word? How did you hear the word and the leadership ain't saying nothing? That's what's wrong. See, that was wrong today. We be hearing words from every wind of doctrine. That's why we confused. We had a special guest on the broadcast, and soon as her name, YHW, she broke out of London. You know why? Christianity runs from that name. Christianity, Islam, Judaism. When they hear that name, YHW, they break out of London. They want to hear about some Allah, Lord, God, Jesus, and Jehovah. So that would happen. He was ready to hear some book. He was first one in the room. But when that name come up, YHWH, shoot, He broke out running like somebody pulled him off the airway. That's what happened. This name here, this name here means business. And this name is hard on a Christian. Islam, Judaism, and all that other stuff. Buddhism. Them four levels? We're going to talk about that a little bit later. So now, if you clear, so once you, if you want to have a person conversation get shot, just bring up them four letters. YHWH. And watch their eyes get the popping. Okay? That name means business. That's the business name of this Bible. The four letters. YHWH. All the other names get you thrown in the bottom of the liquor pile. And you always have you confused. You'll be always confused. You always gonna be you'll be confused, one thing, and you always gonna be confounded. Some four letters, all you gotta do is say Yahweh to somebody, watch out he flesh. It's from Judaism. Just say the name. Watch what happens. Okay, that's enough of that. All you do, but you don't play the steel, no, never mind, but try that. Just say Yahweh. And watch it look. Whoa. What you just say? All right, mother, be up Israel. So now we find out that the reason why we're in trouble today, the power is in power today because you have forsook Yahweh. You don't want to keep the unity of the Bible. You want to come up another way, and that's why we're in trouble today. Three is trying to bring you back to the Bible. Verse 2, 13, verse 2, Mother D of Israel. Let's see what we got of verse 2. Come on. So, Mother D of Israel, get some five markers together. Get some five markers, because we might be stopping and coming back, to switch back over and pop that book. 13, verse 2. Get some markers out. Put a mark in the book.
Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of Yahweh, and they that resist shall receive of themselves damnation.
Ain't that something? You hear that, mother? You just said it. So this power to be, see, we want to be a rabble-rouser and want to pick and boycott and talk that smack to the powers of be. Powers of be alone. Go back to your Yahweh. That's all you got to do. You want to tell my world, well, I'm just as much man and woman as the other nations. Yeah, we know that. We know you was the first one of civilization. We know all that. But you are cross your mind worn out by not taking care of his business. Give me a precept on that elder. Give me that red book, chapter 5, verse 18, Judas. Let's get a precept on that, elder. We're going to that book of Judas, chapter 5, and we'll pick it around by verse number 18. We'll read you and get our point. Pull that red book out there, elder, and let's see his point. We got a lot of Israelites talking about going down there and especially, you know, with a lot of African American and Negroes, why we ain't got our cut. Listen, the reason you ain't got your cut, he got the other nations beating your back because you don't want to serve him. Why don't you come back and serve him the way the Bible tells you to serve him and watch him start beating the back of the other nations? He don't beat the back of the other nations when you serve him. Long as your mind is on keeping all these wicked days, Sunday, Lord God, Jesus, Jehovah, Christmas, Easter, 4th of July, all that kind of stuff. You ain't keeping nothing written in Leviticus 2 and 3. He gonna continue how the nation beat your back. Because he ain't ordained none of that. So he ordained them, and then he told you right here, when you resist against the power to be, I'm going to beat your back right there in verse 2. He said, look here. He said, and when you resist them, it won't come out with, well, we're going to box you and gold on you, you're going to lose. He was ready in verse 2. Hey, mother, read that verse 2 again before we ever read that 5:18. Read that 13 verse. Listen to what he's saying, verse 2. Look what Paul is telling the children of Israel that was over in Rome about trying to get together and take down Rome. Well, we're going to whoop Rome. He's talking and saying, wait a minute, listen, hold. Hey, you leaders, y'all, come here. Look what he's saying, verse 2. 13 verse 2 again, mother.
Romans chapter 13, verse 2. Whosoever, therefore, resists the powers, resists the ordinance of Yahweh, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
You hear that, mother? So you're saying they always want to go and boycott. Well, we're going to go on. We're going to bust out the window. We'll do all this stuff here because we got, they're not cheating us right. What did the evil Paul just say? You was Paul just said? He said, you're going to get some damnation on you because you want to come up another way. Is that what, hey, mother, Z up Israel, that what we're reading? Can I get all of y'all for all that? I can't get nothing with no basement. I can't get no real hallelujah part. So here's the part right here. So he's saying what the man is saying, I put him in power to beat your back. And when you resist him, you yourself will be damnation. Is that what we're reading or not? Is we reading that?
Hallelujah.
Oh, I can't get no hallelujah. We need to know this thing, because that's why we always come up short. We always trying to tell them, I can do it. That this, what you doing everything but returning back to Yahweh. He won't put that spirit on them to do what they're doing to you. Now, listen to what they ought to get ready to read in 5:18. We'll read till we get our point. Judas chapter 5, verse 18. Now, the big dignitaries, they came out of Babylon. And they want to know why the people over there in the south didn't come out and thought all that they need when I came over here to find out what's going on, like the rest of the nation did. So he wants some answers. Let's see what we get in 5:18. Read a little bit, Elmer. Come on.
Verse 18 says, but one day by the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed.
Hold on, your microphone is sound like popcorn right now. We want to get this out real plain to the national audience, because see, now back up two more verses to 15 now. You might have walked into this. Listen, we call this broadcast 6 nights a week. We trying to tell you what you got to do. That's why we keep telling you. Support this ministry right here. And watch you put up land, school, banquet hall, radio station. And then your grandmama, all your elders can come in and sit down and hear the truth before they get up out of here. Then see what the true love is, how you respect one another according to the Bible. Not because of skin color. Because when you was in Egypt, by the time Esau got his hand on you after you left Egypt, it wasn't a clear spot to beat your back, because Ham beat your back. They looked just like you. They beat your back. They beat your back when Yahweh had to come get you up out of there. So everybody been beating your back. Yeah, you built a great wall of China. You did that too. But then they beat your back too. Every nation's job is to beat your back. So understand this thing. Yeah, you was the first one in China. You the first one in eight. All the ancients and ages is look just like me and you. Yeah, in China. They'll tell you, all the big men can tell you. But you always come up short. You get your back beat because you break the unity. You walk away from Yahweh and start serving Buddha. The little pop there is dark-skinned man. You know what you do? You start messing around with Gandhi. That was Martin Luther King Michael King started doing. He put the Bible down. He picked up Gundry's book. He won't do Gundry. See? That's what he won't do. He won't read no Bible. Yeah, Martin Luther King, Michael King. You know his daddy won when we got that name from Martin Luther. He went over there and heard that name and changed his name and changed his son's name. That's how that name came to play. He did it. His daddy. Go back and look at the history. How did Michael King Jr. become Martin Luther King? Because his old daddy. His old daddy heard Martin Luther. Martin Luther, he was talking about worshiping Mary and Mary's mama. See, there's a lot of, you know, there's a reason why we get our back beat. Because we don't make no decisions according to this Bible. You make all these worldly decisions, and you always come up short. You try to get in with the other nations. You try to get to the affairs of this world. I don't care if they can put 5 limousines, 2 cases of money on the table and tell me, well, break the Sabbath, you have it. Guess what? You better keep all them 5 limousines and 2 cases of money, because I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. I'm gonna ride with me some YHWH to the finish line. You can't show me nothing pertaining outside this book that you want me involved in. If it ain't got nothing to do with this book, ain't nothing happening. I'm going to buy me some YHWH only. You cannot show me nothing that is not in this book. I ain't hearing it. That's when we have the unity and we prosper. But now we get our back beat by every nation. You know why? And he's sending the last messenger to you. It's time for you to get up on the Yahweh's horses of the steward's life. Fix them on the camp. We're getting in order now by understanding what this Bible says, not what the world says. And once we in order, he's going to make his move big time. Support this ministry. Man School Banquet Hall Radio Station. Watch the big dignitaries fly all the way in and sit down at our feet. But we're going to tell you to get up and show you the truth of the word of Yahweh. There ain't but one name going to get you salvation. That's why I got to watch and see who's ready to take the next step. And the precept in this Bible is to take care of his business. So I'm watching all these 6 counts carefully. I'm seeing y'all really take care of this Bible. Because y'all, why you gonna put you in a great big old place and you still thumbing around with not knowing the difference between when Judah or Jerusalem's on the table? Don't you know the breakdown of that? Huh? Don't you know the breakdown? How you gonna leave somebody knowing you know the breakdown of this Bible? What spirit holding you back from not knowing these things? We come humble to show you, study this Bible. A big job is waiting on us. A big position is waiting on us. But we got to get an order. What kind of order? Bible order. Hey, yo, back up to 5 and pick up verse 15 and walk into this. Let's make a little meal out of it now. I hope that microphone is ready to sit out. Number, serial sound. Come on. Come on, yo.
Okay. Before we get started, can you hear me okay?
Hallelujah.
All right. Going to the book of Judas, reading, starting at
5:15.
Chapter 5, verse 15.
Yeah, but get in there. Like you reaching at a turkey neck or something. Get in that microphone and give them some doo-wop. Come on.
Judas chapter 5, starting at verse 15. 15 says, so they dwelt in the land of the Amorites, and they destroyed by their strength all of them off of Ashbel. And passing over Jordan, they possess all the hill country. 16. And they cast forth before them the Canaanites and the Pharisees and the Jebusites, the Semites, the Jezebites, and they dwelt in that country many days. 17. And they whistled that they sinned not before the Yahuwah, but before the Yahuwah. They prophesied because the Yahuwah that hateth iniquity, sin, was with them. When they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles, very sore, and were led captive into a land that was not theirs. And the temple of their Yahuwah was cast to the ground, and their cities were taken by the enemies. 19. But now they return to their Yahuwah, and are now come up from the places where they were scattered. And they have possessed Jerusalem, Yahuwah Judah, where their sanctuaries is. And he seated them in the hill country, for it was desolate. 20. Now therefore, my Yahuwah and governor, if there be any error against this people, and they sin against their Yahuwah, let us consider that this shall be their wrong. Let us go up, and we shall overcome them. 21. But if there be no entity, sin, in their nation, let my Yahuwah now pass by. Let the Yahuwah defend them. Let the Yahuwah be for them. And we become a reproach before all the world.
Yeah, hold on. Read verse 20 and 21 again, a little more audio. So you see, he said, beloved, national audience, over 900,000 strong, the world knows this. As long as you keep sinning against Yahuwah, the nation is going to beat your back. Because Yahuwah is going to give you have a precept waiting on me, Mother Eve, and 9 verse 6 of Daniel. Have me 9, 6 of Daniel waiting on me, Mother Eve. As long as you keep continue doing this, Lord God, Jesus, and Jehovah, Christianity, the nation's going to beat your back. And Yahuwah is going to watch the nation beat your back. But when you return back to the four-letter man, YHW, keep them Sabbath days, put them fringes on, and do some dust as Yahuwah, that's when your blessing comes. So now the snake nation is telling the big king from Babylon, we don't know who these people go here. Everybody else came down and fell at my knees. Why they ain't going to do it? These people will be different. When the Yahuwah is with them, Yahuwah fights for them. But king. But if they don't keep no Yahuwah, then we can beat them back. So right now they keep us from Yahuwah. So we better leave them alone, king. So you see, the world knows exactly why you in a condition you in today. They ain't never tell you this school system. But they'll give it a read verse 20 and 21 to tell you exactly your ins and outs. Here's your ins. Judas chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Come on here, bring that back out again.
Once again, reading from the book of Judah, chapter 5 and 21. 20 says, now therefore, my Yahuwah and governor, if there be any error against this people.
Damn, man, put in further on the question.
Okay, starting again, verses 20 and 21. 20 says, now therefore, my Yahuwah and governor, if there be any error against this people, and they sin against their Yahuwah, let us consider that this shall be their ruin. Let us go up, and we shall overcome them. 21. But if there be no iniquity, sin, in their nation, let my Yahuwah now pass by. Lest their Yahuwah defend them, and their Yahuwah be for them, and we become a reproach before all the world.
Y'all hear that? So you see that? The world knows today. If you return the children of Torah tribe, you come up out of that Christianity and that Roman Catholic stuff and get up on the Yahweh boss of the two red wives. Then you start watching, you won't be all over the place. You're going to stop being a backbiter, murmur, and a complainer. You'll put a right spirit in you. You'll put a good spirit in you. See? Then Yahweh going to intervene. But long as you follow Martin Luther, that the one that Martin Luther King daddy, he even changed his name to that guy's name. Then name his son after that. That's how the names came. And this guy was worshiping Mary and Mary's mama. He was worshiping Mary and Mary's mama. Then when Martin Luther King got to talking his good talk, he quoted Gandhi mode. He quoted the Bible. You see what he do? So the reason why we're in trouble today, because we ask today, who is our big dignitary? They always showing you about George Washington, the man that told you no lie. You know more about him. But why you don't know nothing about him? Nobody look like you. If they ask you, tell me somebody look like you, the way you quote Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. And their name is Edward G. Robinson. The little short Esau. You know more about them. You don't know nothing about yourself. But you love to say, well, we the first people on planet Earth, and we were everywhere. Yeah, but what happened? You walked away from your mighty one. Now when you got these understandings, when you walk away from your mighty one, Yahweh watched the nation beat your back. Let's get a precept for Mother. Mother didn't read it right now. We're going to Daniel. Mother, let's read it, Mother. See, when you walk away from Yahweh, you turn the nation to beat your back. We're going in the book of Daniel.
9:6.
Yeah, what do 9:6 say, Mother? Let's get warmed up with Daniel 9:6 first. What do 9:6 say?
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 6. We have we hearkened unto thy servant, the seer, which speak in thy name to our king, our princes, and our father, and to all the people of the land.
You hear that, Mother? That's big talk, Mother. Now, you see, that's big talk right there. Look what he said. Neither have we listened, hearken, unto thy servant the seer, which speak in thy name. Who he speak to? He spoke to the king and our father. And to all the peoples of the land. See, the seer's job is to let you know what's going on. See? They say, but you don't want to listen. And so that's why we are, that's why we what, Mother, in verse 4. Now, Mother, this is why we dissed in verse 4. Watch this, Mother, verse 4.
Verse 4. Daniel chapter 9, verse 4. And I prayed unto the Yahweh, my Yahweh, and made my confession, and said, O Yahweh, the great and dreadful Yahweh, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments.
You see that, Mother? So he said, he's praying for the one that's trying to do right. Now read verse 5, Mother. Let's look at verse 5.
We have sinned and have committed iniquitous sins and have done wicked and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and from their judgment.
You hear that, mother? You see that CBL did, mother? See, we don't want to do no precepts. See, remember, you got to precept your Bible. They departed from the precepts, mother. You got the precept. The Bible, he will work with. That's when you know Yahweh working with you. He will show you how to precept your Bible. He said they departed from the precept. They'll read a verse and start telling you about what they think that verse means. No, you don't care what no verse means. A verse don't want to tell you what it means. But you tell them what that verse means, Bob. You don't care what no verse means. What a precept at? Yeah. Now watch this word, mother, what happens when you don't precept your Bible. Now, you got to watch your mother. When they don't precept their Bible, watch how verse 7 kick in when you don't precept your Bible. Watch what it says in verse 7.
Verse 7. Oh, Yahweh, righteous, belongeth unto thee. But unto us, confusion of faith, as at this day, to demand men of Judah, and to this inhabitants Judah, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries, whether thus has given them. Because of their transgression, they have transgressed against thee.
Hold on, Mo. You see that, Mo? See, when you transgress against the Almighty, now what big word is going to happen to you? See, Mo, see, we got to watch these things, Mo. When you get out of order and you transgress against your mighty one, big words they got in verse 2 or 7 happen to us, mother. We have a what, mother? What we have, mother? Second line. But. Yeah, second line. Pick up what says, but. This is what happens, mother, when we don't precept the Bible and we get out of order. This is what we have, mother. So y'all got to watch. And you start seeing this spirit on them, then you know what's going on. Look what it said, mother, in verse 7, in the second line. But. It says,
oh,
but what?
Seven. Okay.
But what?
Okay, wait a minute. But unto us, confusion of faith, as at this day.
You hear that, mother? You hear that, mother? You see what we have, mother? We have a confusion of faith. As it is this day. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. You see that, mother? Why? Because you can't precept your Bible. When Yahweh take that precept away from you, you're going to have a confusion of faith as it is this day. So you got to watch them, mother. You see their faces all confused up? Because you know why? See, Yahweh will give you the precept, but it's somewhere else. And they can't find the precept answer nowhere else. Then that confusing the faith and jump in that mother. Because they don't want to do it the way the Bible tell you to do it. So the seers come and tell them, listen, the angels come and tell Daniel. You know they're going to have a confusing the faith, but they're not going to listen to you. And you went to the king, you went to the princes, and the fathers, and all of them. They ain't going to pay you no never mind. You go, well, guess what, mother? They want to kick Daniel in the rear. Every time he sends somebody to show you how to get right, all you going to talk about, well, I need to raise my foot up on you. You see, they talk. That's how they been talking then. That's how they talking now. I want to always got a comeback. I need to raise my foot up on you. Why? He's showing what the Bible's saying. Now look what it says in verse 8, mother. Now bring it out in verse 8, mother. Look what it says in verse 8.
Verse 8. Daniel chapter 9, verse 8. O Yahweh, to us belong confusion of faith, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers. because he has sinned against it.
You hear that, Mama? You the same, Mama? The reason you get confused in the praise is what? Because you sinned against the mighty one. You don't want to get in order. That's why you got a confusion of faith. That's why you can't precept it. Sitting on the camp. You know nothing. They can't precept it. The reason why they can't precept, because they got a confusion of faith. Now, you had a big dignitary come in the room early. As soon as he hit the man YHW, he broke out running. Yeah? See, that name will make you break out running. Because that Lord God and Jesus Jehovah, and that Jesus, you heard Jesus, don't take my Jesus, don't take my Jesus. Listen, these pagan names, it wasn't no J even thought about until the 15th to the 1700s. The Bible was closed in 96 A.D. There wasn't no J. J come from the I come from the Y. There wasn't nobody named no Jesus. Wasn't nobody named no Jesus. That J, look up the history of the letter J. Some said 1500, 1600, 1700. But the Bible was closed in 96 A.D. Ain't nobody was calling no Jesus in his Bible. Just don't take my Jesus away from me. That's how Christians talk. Ain't one nobody named Jesus. There wasn't no J. Hey, look on that smart watch you got and just ask, when is the origin of the letter J? I'll find it out and say, hallelujah, Yahweh, that you got it. Let's read that verse again, Mother, in verse 8. When you got it, say, hallelujah, Yahweh, about the history of the letter J. Verse 8 again, Mother.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 8. Oh, Yahweh, to us belong confusion of faith, to our king, to our princes, and to our father, because we have sinned against thee.
So now, see that, Mother? That's why we're in trouble today. We got confusion of faith. Why? Because we have sinned against thee. Verse 9.
To the Yahweh, our Yahweh, belongs mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him.
Do you see what I'm doing, Mother? But you're leaving the door for mercy. Although we have rebelled against him, Mother. And what else we do in verse 10, Mother? What else we do in verse 10?
Verse 10. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Yahweh, our Yahweh, to walk in his law, which he set before us by his servant, the seer.
Ain't that something? You hear that, Mother? You see that? You see what he's saying? See, we keep on saying the seer, no, never mind. Also, he gave the seer the information to get to the people. But they keep on kicking the seer in the rear, Mother. They always want to get a seer of combat. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh, our Yahweh, to walk in his laws, statutes, and commandments, which he set before us by his servants of fear. So you see how
we
got the word? Through the fear. We want to come up another way. Well, I'm gonna see what he's going to say to me. Can he tell you? I told the seer what to say to you. Maybe it's right there in verse 10. But we're going to pay that no, never mind. So, you want to do right? Watch that under verse number 4. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah, y'all. What you got, y'all?
Okay. Information on the letter J. When did it come out? J was introduced into the English language in the 17th century. It had been a rare as a vowel, but was not universally considered to be a distinct letter in the alphabet order until the 19th century.
You hear that? The letter J was introduced in the English in the 1700s. That's the newest name on the planet. Jesus. And the Christian will tell you, well, look, don't take my Jesus. Well, where you get it from? You can't get Jesus until you get the letter J. And the L just told you. The history tell you what, no letter J until the 1700s. The Bible was signed, sealed, and delivered in 96 A.D. So if you can't get that Jesus out your mouth, sorry for you. Sorry for you that can't get that Jesus out your mouth. Read again when J came in, Elder.
The letter J introduced into the English language in the 17th century. But it was not universally considered to be a distinct letter until the 19th century.
Okay, we'll leave it like that. Now, you're going to these Christian churches, and they Jesus you up and Jesus you down in the name of Jesus. Listen, you ain't got no Jesus till you come up the letter J, and that's the 1700s. He told John in 1:17-19 and 4:1 right to hereafter, when John put his pen down, when nobody called no Jesus. You're not going to pay the fee, no, never mind. You're going to keep on going to these Jesus, Lord, God, and Jehovah places until your time run out. But all these will come back, this going to come back and bite you. And look at WCC say, here, you got a precept on that. Yep. Give me 12:48 of St. John. The big dignitary on a precept on that. Give your precept on that. St. John 12:48. Precept. What did it say in St. John 12:48, Elder?
Okay. St. John. St. John, chapter 12, verse number 48. 48 says, verse number 48 says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.
I guess what gonna judge in the last day, Elder? Word of Yahweh, what? But you hear nothing's gonna judge in the last day. This is what's gonna judge you in the last day, what you hear come out of Yahweh's voices of the truest life. You gonna take it all in with the Lord God and Jesus and Jehovah. These words gonna judge you in the last day. Gonna be brought back to the table. Didn't the seer tell you there wasn't no J until the 1700s by the Elder? And you can go look up yourself? So how do you start calling me Jesus? And knowing that the light has shined in your dark brain to put that Lord God and Jesus and Jehovah down. And you still won't do it. See? Now, Peter going to talk about that a little bit later. I'm going to try to get to Peter in there in a minute after Mother reads the Mother. So now, Mother. We found out in verse 10, Mother, neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh to walk in his laws and his commandments, which he set before us by his servants, the seer. See that? Now, watch what happened. Watch what happened, Mother, in verse number 11. Let's see who guilty is, Mother. Let's see who guilty of not obeying. Verse number 11.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 11. Yea, all Israel have transgressed the law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, because we have sinned against him.
So, Mother, by not obeying the voice of Yahweh, what have been, by what have been told on us mothers by not obeying the voice, by not keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments, what are all Israel up under today, mother? According to verse number 11. What big word are we up under right now?
Okay. A curse.
A curse.
A curse is poured upon us.
Excellent. All Israel, by not obeying Yahweh and keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments, we up under what, mother?
A curse.
A curse? Yeah. Oh, I got my $10. So what? You don't bun you in the Bible, that's $10 in your back wallet, in your purse. All Israel is up on the curse because they refuse to keep the law, statutes, and commandments. Therefore, the curse is pulled upon us. And the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, because we have sinned against him. Well, what did Moses say that's so important to say it's written in Moses? Hey, Mother East. No, hold on. Let's get Mother East up this way and pull that out. No, let the pull it out. Mother already holding that Roman. Hey, what is written in Moses' book that he quoted from in the 24th chapter of Leviticus, verse 1 and 8. L, what is written in Moses' writing that we pay no never mind? 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8. Leviticus 23, L, verse 1 and 8.
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, reading verse 1 and verse number 8.
One 24.
Okay.
24, verse 1 and 8.
24, verse 1 and 8. One says, and Moses spake unto, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 8, every Sabbath he shall set it in order before the Yahweh continually being taken out of the family of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Every Sabbath.
And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what, for your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
You see that? So you see what we're going to need? You see what we're going to need? Look what we're going to need now. Now we're getting up on a wrong day, wrong name. Don't know you sit up on a ticking time bomb. With the wrong name and the wrong day, ain't never a ticket. That's the recipe for disaster. It's gonna get you. Watch Mother bring it out. Verse number 12, Mother. Daniel 9, verse 12.
Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 12. And he had confirmed his word, which he spake against us and against our judges that judge us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven has not been done as has been done upon Yahweh Judah.
Ain't that something? You hear that, Mother? What's upon us? A great evil. He said, this ain't happened to nobody. What will happen to us? He said, this ain't happened. I don't care what they talk about, the Holocaust, or what they talk about over there in what they call them, the thing, the hit town that got going on right now, Boswell and all that. He said, what happened to Yahdah Jews? He said, no comparison. It's no comparison what will happen to us by breaking the law, statutes, and commandments. He said, you can't compare what Yahweh put on us to nothing. So everybody got their moaning, groaning daily, but according to Daniel, he says, and verse 12, he has confirmed his word, which he has faith against us and against our judges that judge us by bringing up on us a great evil. What is upon us? A great evil. Look at this. For under the whole heaven have not been done as have been done upon Judah. He said, I don't care how much you moan and groan about having other nations. It's no comparison what will happen to y'all. Look, we're in bad shape. And it's right there, verse 12. So when you hear people moan and groan about what happened, but it ain't, according to the Bible, ain't nothing. What's going to happen to us? Because the Almighty's going to beat my back. See, we get beat. They got natural disasters. We're getting a spiritual beat down by the Almighty One. So you can't compare our beat down to nobody. This is the hand of Yahweh against us. Because we won't do right. That's what he said in verse 12. What it said in verse 13, right?
Verse 13. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us. It may be not our prayer before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, that we might turn from our sin and understand that too.
Yeah, mother. You see that, mother? You see what you say? As it's written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us. Yea, yet not we, not our prayer before God. And we still come up to the Lord God, that we might turn from our sin and understand the truth. And we still won't do that. I mean, look, I got to get this up on that. I got to get this up on that. I got to get preacher. He said, all the devil came up on us and we still won't do right. I got to get a preacher up on that, Elvin. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 1. I need a preacher up, Elvin. I can stand a preacher behind that. Isaiah chapter 1. Let's see what he told Isaiah. He says, pick with verse number. Let's make it sound good. Let's pick with verse 2. 2 down to verse 7. Hey, hold on that microphone for 2 hours down to verse 7. Let me drink some herbal tea and listen to what he told Isaiah the seer about you. 2 down to verse 7. Come on.
Okay. In the book of Isaiah.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 2.
Verse 2 down to verse 7.
Reading 2 to verse number 7. 2 says, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Yahweh hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. 3.
Hold that. You see, he did. If I brought children, they rebelled against me. He's right here. You want the heaven. You want Egypt. He called every big dignitary that he had made. Said, yeah, y'all come in. I mean, y'all better come in a hurry. I have nourished up these people called children of Israel, and they have rebelled against me. And you see, anytime you can frustrate the Almighty One, You know what you can do for those sins. You see what he said? He wants the heaven. Everybody in heaven that just come here and let me bend out what's on my mind. He says, hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the four-letter man hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. You see the man's saying? He said, I got to get a precept, a mother, D.F. Israel. I know you're holy. Put your marker there. You got a marker in there, mother, D.F. Israel? Good. For the fourth chapter of Isaiah. For the fourth chapter, mother. We're going to Isaiah chapter 4, mother. I got to get a precept on that, mother. I need a precept. And Isaiah chapter 4. Isaiah chapter 4, mother. What do you say in verse number 2? 2 down to verse 4. What do you, hey, mother, D up Israel. What do you say in Isaiah 2, chapter 4? Is that what I want? No, make it 5, mother. Thank you, thank you, mother. 5. Chapter 5, verse 2, 3, and 4. Hey, mother, D up Israel. What is saying in Isaiah 5, verse 2, 3, and 4? What's that, mother? Mother, D up Israel, what it say? Where's mother D up Israel at? Pick it up, mother E.
2 and Isaiah chapter 5, verse 2 and 4.
Yeah, 2, 3, and 4. 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 2 to 4. Verse 2. And he sent it and gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the charred sand, and built a tower in the midst of it. And also made a wine press therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. Verse 3. And now, O inhabitants of Judah, and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, between me and my vineyard. Verse 4. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes.
That's
something.
Yeah, mother. That's why he's telling him, listen, what else could I have done for these people? I gave them everything they wanted. Let the people look just like me. I put them in every place of the earth. And I gave them one command, serve me, and all is belong to you. Serve me. He said, what else could I have done? I brought these people in as the first people on the planet, made from the dust of the ground, black folks that look just like me, black with woolly hair. Look like me, he said. And I read about it and talked some smack with my father. I know they're going to do some great, and they come wild on me. So you imagine, you know, imagine you got your grandbaby with you. You see them at home. They're going to the show now. You do right at the show now, and you'll be all right. You got them all right. And soon they get to the show, they just break out running and start knocking down boxes and cans and everything. I'll be doggone. You mean you were running the store and start knocking down things? I got to beat you now. I got to beat your back with him. You know, some lady said, no, give him some quiet time in the corner. No, ain't no quiet time in the corner. I'm beating their back right now. I told the members in the store, don't touch nothing, stick with me. And the members down the store, they come running, knocking down boxes and run off the store. I got to beat my grandbaby's back, man.
Good.
You got what Yahuwah family and over here in Isaiah wants. He wants the whole heaven to listen to you. I mean, he really doesn't care about you people called the children of Israel, the people of the book. He came down through in the Michael chapter 5. He looks just like you. And you still won't do right. He said, what else could I have done? Hey, hell, what do you say in verse number 3? Look what he said in verse 3, Isaiah 1:3. What do you say?
Verse number 3 says, the oxen knows his owner, and the ass his master, crib. But Israel doeth not know my people, doeth not consider.
You hear what he said? He said, the oxen ass. He said, you ain't got no sense of the oxen ass. The oxen ass. The oxen knows his owner. And the ass his master, crib. He can take a jackass. And you can walk in for you on a walking and leave him there. I bet you find his way back to his crib. I bet you, if you take a jackass, you can blindfold that jackass and take that jackass and walk him 2 miles away from his crib and take that blindfold off him. I bet that jackass will turn back around. He'll find where he came from. He said, you ain't got enough sense at all. That's an ox of an ass. Is that what he said about his people? Is that what he said,
Elder? That's Hallelujah.
Well, read again, Elder. He got all the big digging turrets on him. All of them. I don't care what y'all doing. Stop what y'all doing. Get them over here. I got something to say. I got a bit of how I feel about these children of Israel. What do you say in verse 3?
3 says, the oxen knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel do not know my people. Do not consider.
You hear that, Mother? We don't even consider. We think we African Americans, and they're going crazy. We don't even consider. He better upset. He's up with all the big signatures in heaven. Don't forget about watching anybody. Come in. Let me just bend out what I got to say. What is that next verse, Elder?
Verse number 4. All sinful nations, a people laden with iniquity, sin, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Yahuwah. They have provoked the righteous one of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backwards.
Hey, Jack! You're the man, man! He's telling the angel what you want to get. You all provoked him to anger, and now you're doing a Michael Jackson moonwalk. Now you're walking backwards. You're walking away from me. He said, you're walking backwards now. Is that what the man just said, Elvin?
Hallelujah.
What's the next verse say?
Verse number 5. Why should we be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole mind faint.
Here's the man that's saying to his angel. He said, why could I even beat y'all back anymore? Is it like you got the grandbaby? The grandbaby, don't go messing around that stream, though. And I'm doing something. Don't do that now. Don't come close to that stove. And soon you tell them that, they go do it anyway. September, don't do that. I got to beat you back now a little bit. And soon you sit out and beat you back and try to get you a little rest and get you some laugh, breathe good, stay right back at it again. Let me call that mom and daddy. God, dog. This baby right here, I'll beat this baby up. I'll beat this baby back real good. And this baby still won't do right. No, I'm going to bring him back over. No, I ain't baby this. No. I'll beat this baby back, the turbo two back real good. And soon I'll talk, give me a little breath and give me a little air. He read that off of some again. No, I don't bring him back no more. That's what Yahweh feel about you. He said, why should I beat y'all back anymore? You're going to revolt more and more. The more I beat your back with the other nation, you still going to keep thunder. You still going to keep Lord God and Jesus and Jehovah. You still going to be eating at hog. And we're telling you, put the hog, chicken, and cow down for 90 days and get your body, and you can use Dell cooking going about his business. Detox yourself and give him that hog, chicken, and cow for 90 days. Exercise with some spring water. Put that hog down for 90 days. Try some red lobsters and all that, and catfish and shrimp. Put that stuff down for 90 days and get your body back in order. Detox yourself. Don't celebrate no red lobster. That stuff is banned for you to eat. Catfish, Chinese food, octopus, and all that stuff. Snake, frog legs. Leave that stuff alone for 90 days. Leave all that bad eating alone for 90 days and watch your body start detoxing itself. He said, why can't I beat y'all in the mouth? Yeah, you're dietary. I told you eat green food. Eat not getting you the best meal. You want to do an extra meal? Hey, let's read about a good gourmet meal. Numbers are 5-11. Let's see what a good meal is. You want to know about a good meal? Well, I want to do something great for him or her. Okay. Let's see what you do. Hey, Mo, be up this way. Is your microphone back ready again, Mo? Be up this way. Mother B up Israel. What are you saying, WCC? What's wrong with Mother's microphone?
Let me see.
Okay. Well, you're working on it, huh? All right. Give me 11 verse 5 of Numbers. You want to do something? You want to do something? You want to celebrate? Well, celebrate in Numbers 11 verse 5. What is it in Numbers 11 5, El?
In the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse number 5 says, we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, and the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic.
You see that? Now, there go your full-course meal. Full-course meal. I'll tell you something. I know it was in it. It's really in there. Black-eyed peas and sweet potatoes. Along with that, you eating good now. Now you eating good. Children of Israel, wherever they went, they always planted some black-eyed peas and sweet potatoes. Black-eyed peas, sweet potatoes. Went out there in the water, got their bits, they got pears and scales on it. They live long. They pay Doc Cook, no, never mind. Listen, you want to stop visiting Doc Cook? Put chicken, hog, feed cow down for 90 days. Exercise with some spring water. Give you some black-eyed peas. Get you some green food. Get you some sweet potatoes. And watch how your body detox from all that filth that you've been put in for years. You ain't got to have all these pains in your body, all these blood clogs and stuff. Get you an ass stepper, keep bouncing up a little bit, keep that blood checking up. You ain't got to be all clogged up. You ain't got to be living miserable. And come back to this covenant. That's all you got to do. Children of Israel, it's up to you. You got open for repentance. But you got to put that red lobster and all that caviar stuff down. That is not for you to eat. If your bloodline is like that, that's not your diet. Chinese food is not your game. That's not your game. You got to eat green food. You got to eat fish that got fins and scales on them. No catfish. No hog. Put the chicken and cow down for 90 days and watch your body reverse itself from the elders in your body. What about the elders? Give me, come on, verse 6 and 7. We're saying verse 6 and 7.
Verse number 6 says, but now our soul is dried away. There is none at all besides the manna before our eyes. 7.
Hey,
manna,
hold on, Elder. Hold on, Elder.
Okay, Isaiah 1.
Yeah, all back to
okay.
7.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 1. Reading verses 6 and 7. 6 says, from the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and purifying sores, they have been
pitified. Pitified sores. He said, from your top of your head down to your bottom, he said, I'll beat you from the top of your head down. The bottom of your feet. He's I'll beat your back from the top of your head down to the bottom. And you still won't turn back to me. So I'm going to go out to just burn you in the fire. He said, look at this. He said, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet is a no putrefying sore. He said, I'll beat you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and you still won't do right. Huh? He said, you still won't do right. Yeah, you're the first, the black man, the first man on the planet Earth. Yes, so, yeah. But you sinned against Yahweh. Now you're the last man. Now you got your hand in your hand, begging for them to do something for you. He didn't tell you why. There's no soundness in you. When you walk away from the mall, the statute of commandments of Yahweh, there's no soundness in you, according to Yahweh. Read verse 7 again. Putrefying sore. You know what a putrefying sore is? We'll talk about it another time. Read that putrefying sore again now. Verse number 6.
Number 6 says, from the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. But the wounds and the bruises and the purifying sores,
putrefying
they have
sore.
Not been closed. Putrefying. Yeah, putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment.
Good. Now, so you see, to Israel, you're in bad shape. That's what happened in verse 7.
Verse number 7. 7 says, your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it, and your peasants. And it is desolate and overthrown by strangers.
He says, strangers devoured it. They over there bidding for it. They devoured it. Strangers devoured it in your presence. And it's been desolated and overthrown by strangers. You see, and now you don't even know where you're from. You said you're from Arkansas and Mississippi somewhere. Strangers, that strangers over in your land. Them guys over there in that land talking that smack over in that land, that's your land. You don't know it. You don't know that's your land. You don't know that land. Read verse 8.
Verse number 8 says, and the daughter of Zion, that Judah, is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, and the seed's city.
You see where we live now? We are a besieged city now. We don't even know where we're from. We think we from Little Rock, Arkansas somewhere. Pennsylvania. Do you see where I'm at? I'm from Pennsylvania. We in bad shape. That's but see, we coming to show you. Listen, you got to keep your Yahweh with you. Now, the big dignitary tell me, Mother D.F. Israel, we work on a microphone. We try to get a microphone back ready. So Mother E, now Mother D.F. Israel, when your microphone get ready, say hallelujah, Father, you know you back ready for the final last 30 minutes. Say hallelujah, Father, Mother D.F. Israel. Mother E, let's go back. Now we don't read Romans 13, verse 1 and 2. We got a lot out of verse 2 now. Let's see what Romans 13, 3 says. Let's go now and look at Romans 13, verse 3. Mother E. Let's see what Romans 13. Now, we'll read verse 2 and 3, and we'll make a nice meal out of verse 2 and 3. Let's read verse 3 and see what we got at 13, verse 3 now. So we'll read 1 and 2. We made a nice meal out of it. What is it saying in verse 3 now, Mother? Romans 13, 3. Mother E, we're saying in Romans 13, verse 3, Mother E. Now, what's wrong with Mother E's microphone at WCC?
Okay. Romans.
Come on, yo.
Romans chapter 13.
Said, well, we don't like the way you teaching right now. Say something good about us that you might nuke everybody. Well, we'll say something good about you if we can find something good about you. 13 verse 3. Romans
13, reading verse number 3 says, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. But thou then not be afraid of the power. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same."
Do you think? You said these rulers now are not a terror unto good works, but unto evil. So what do you mean by that, Elder? See, although we in bad shape, but keep your mind for that. Let's precept that to Proverbs 16, verse 1. Let's precept that. You know, Proverbs 16, verse 1. He said, now, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Will thou not be afraid of the power? You will be afraid of the power. Let's find out something about the power, Elder, in the book of Proverbs 16, verse 1. What about the power, Elder?
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, reading verse number 1 says, "Preserve me, O Yahweh, for in thee do I put my trust."
Read it below.
Okay. Verse number 2. "O my soul, thou hast said unto the Yahweh, thou art my Yahweh, my goodness extendeth not to thee." 3.
That's good. That's good. Now go to the 21st chapter, verse 1.
Proverbs, 21st chapter.
Proverbs, 21:1.
Proverbs 21, reading verse number 1, says, "The king shall joy in thy strength, O Yahweh, and in thy salvation how great shall
be." Wait a minute.
Psalms of Proverbs.
Come on back to that. Now, hold on, y'all. Come on back to that 16, verse 1 again, because, you know, evidently we didn't got the gate right on that 16, verse 1. Let's look at 16 verse 1 again. Proverbs 16 verse 1.
Okay, Proverbs, verse number 16, verse number 1 says, the preparations of the mind in man and the answers of the tongue is from the Yahuwah.
You see that? The preparation of the mind is of man, and the answer of the tongue is from Yahuwah. So anybody slipping the lip on nothing. You ain't slipping the lip nothing. Yahuwah make you say some stuff that you wish you would have held your tongue, but you didn't. So Yahuwah had you to put out something on tape. See, the preparation of the mind in man and the answer of the tongue is from Yahuwah. So ain't nobody slipping the tongue. Yahuwah made you say what you say. You make your two colors come out. You better find out now about these people's two colors now, then later. Look at WCC said. He said, now what did he say? For that seer, Mother D of Israel is through talking for tonight. Well, it's your radio station. What can I say? What can I say? All right, well, so we understand, go back to that Romans 3, let's go back to the big dignitary. They're going to do their part. That's what I keep telling you. The big dignitary, they're going to do their part. They're going to be unified in cutting us short. So when you're going to be unified in to get right behind Yahuwah's voice of the Israelites, they're going to do their thing. Dude, that's how they roll. You know, they ain't got no scripture to come back with. All they do is nuke out those on the program. Well, we got the power to do so. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, the 13th chapter, Elder. Let's look at verse number 4 now. 13, verse 4. Romans 13, verse 4.
Okay, book of Romans, chapter 13, reading verse number 4 says, for he is the minister of Yahuwah to thee, for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he that beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of Yahuwah, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil.
So you see, the ministers of Yahuwah, they is to correct you. It's up to you to accept the correction. You ain't got to give a comeback. The correction. Because they for, if you're doing good, but they for to execute only when you're doing evil. They're going to tell you, you out of order. You're going to give a comeback behind it. Just take it, take the correction and go ahead according to verse 4. What verse 5 say?
Verse number 5 says, wherefore we must need to be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience, for conscience.
For the conscience sake. You got to have a conscience behind this thing. He said, you know, when you're all over the place, our job is to show you how to straighten up. But you get offended, now you want to run somebody head into the tree. You want to raise your foot up and drop kick a donkey kicks in the rear on the field. You ain't got to do all that. I'm just telling you what the Bible's saying. Take the correction. Get back up under some dust as Yahuwah and watch how you won't be no more confused in the face. I don't understand that. You know why you don't understand it? Because you want confused in the face because you try to come up another way. Verse 6. Romans 13, verse 6.
Verse number 6 says, for this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are Yahuwah's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing.
He said, for this cause pay tribute. I mean, pay your tithes, we will offer donations. Pay that 10%. They the minister of Yahuwah. Huh? Pay that 10%. be surprised how your brain get right if you pay that 10%. I'll just say in verse 7.
Verse number 7 says, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor.
You see what I'm saying? He tell you do the right thing. You know, that's why Peter had to deal on, let's go back to Acts chapter 5. See, Peter had to now Ananias and Sapphira, they was in their own house. And they got their nice check, nice good birthday check, and they talk. They know we get the big check or small check, you put out 10%. So now, the big dignitary at the house and his wife seen all this money they made, and 10% of that money, there was a whole lot of money involved. Let's see what they did in Acts chapter 5, 1 through 10 here. Let's find out what they did in the power of their home, knowing that the law tell them to. What the law tell you to do here? Oh, yeah. Let's go to Genesis 28 for a minute, verse 22. Let's see what the law tell you supposed to do. The law tell you supposed to do. 28.
Okay.
22. What do the law tell you to do?
Okay, going back to Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28, verse number 22. 22 says, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Yahuwah's house, and all of that I shall give me. I surely will give a tenth unto thee. Read 22 again.